I want to get to a couple of other things that came up in the classes, but also very real life examples that have happened right here. For example, I know that we had we did quite a bit about the church in Worcester, where he said, "Listen, I'm happy to keep people safe, but I'm going to open up my doors, and I don't think that under our Constitution you can tell me not to have right. our doors open up." These are exactly. the gym that that kept in defiance kept right. his doors open. I know you talked about these things
right.
as well.
Right, we did. So the constitutional challenges to these stay at home orders and business, rollback orders and travel restrictions break down, in several categories, one of which have been challenges by religious organizations in a number of states. The bottom line is, this actually went to the Supreme Court back in June. It was really on an emergency petition out of two states, I think California and Illinois, where churches had challenged similar orders on the grounds that they violated their rights under the First Amendment of the Constitution to the free exercise of religion. And they were alleging that this is discriminatory and other things. And they lost because the Supreme Court wasn't a fully briefed and argued case. And John Roberts wrote a short concurring opinion, which basically said, in this context, when states are exercising broad powers to control a public health crisis, unless you can show a specific intent to discriminate against a religious institution, as opposed to how the rules are applying to similar organizations or groups, then you don't have a valid constitutional argument here. So I suspect that, and that's generally been the result when these orders have been challenged on religious grounds. They have not succeeded. There may have been some exceptions in a couple of the states, but that seems to be the trend of those decisions.
Boy, what a fascinating class, and I know you've got another one coming up. We weren't able to get to everything. We obviously just really only scratched the surface, but because we only have about 30 seconds left, how can people take your next class, and how can people take a look at all the classes that WISE is offering?
Sure. Well, right now we're doing Zoom classes, Hank, and we're going to be doing Zoom classes through the fall and maybe next spring. I'm not sure about that, which makes it easier in some respects. So what people should do is go to the website is wiseassumption.org, and all the information's there about the program, how you can become a member. You can see all the course offerings and learn about it. And that would be the first step. It's not extraordinarily expensive to join. And I would encourage people to check it out. There's a lot of good offerings.
Jack Ross, thank you. Hey, great class, as all of yours have been, and keep us informed of what the next one is coming up.
Thanks so much, Hank.
Jack Ross, the WISE program. There you go. Lifelong learners. Talk of the Commonwealth on the Radio Worcester Network.